Welcome to Here for Good, the podcast of the Jewish Federation of St. Louis. I'm Karen Scher, Vice President of Community Engagement for Federation. We are a couple of weeks into our 100 Days to Make an Impact campaign. It's exciting to see so many members of our community responding to the call and making their donations so that together we can meet the most pressing needs in our community. Hopefully you are seeing our posters at your synagogues, the J, and other local community partners. We've been highlighting some of the services and programs Federation dollars support that focus on securing the well-being and safety of at-risk populations, including older adults and individuals in need. Over the next several weeks, our Here for Good episodes will continue to look at the many ways your donations to Federation make an impact in our community and around the world. Today's Here for Good episode will feature the Jewish Light, which plays a vital role in informing, educating, and celebrating Jewish life here in St. Louis and around the world. Here with me today are Scott Berzon, CEO of the St. Louis Jewish Light, and Board President Laura Silver. While originally published by the Jewish Federation of St. Louis in 1947, it's important to note that the Jewish Light became an independent publication with an independent board of trustees in 1963, and its motto of connecting the community speaks to the important role the paper plays in Jewish life in St. Louis. Thank you both for being with me today. Scott, I would like to start with you. Can you give us a little history about the Light?
Sure, and thanks for having us in as well. It's exciting to be part of this new podcast. The Jewish Light is now 70 plus years into that independent model that you discussed. What I would say, though, is through and through, we are a collaborative and community newspaper. So we do not operate in any kind of vacuum. As much as we seek out news from the community, we also ask for that news to come to us. We are a relatively lean staff with a great board, but we can't do it all. And so I think the one thing that has remained stable across all of those years is the interaction with the community.
And how does that work? Tell me a little. Give me an example.
To bring us all up to speed, we're all probably sitting with an iPhone or an Android in our pockets. We don't have a staff photographer, for example. Nowadays, because of the great quality of these digital devices that we carry with us, anyone can take a picture at an event, at a celebratory moment, and submit those to the Jewish Light, and the quality actually replicates just fine for our newspaper. So it allows us to be able to ask people in the community to share important life moments, goings-on, and be collaborative in that kind of way.
So, and I understand that you're asking for more and more of that, and perhaps there's even more space in the paper for highlighting those kinds of celebrations and those kinds of events in the community.
Yeah, we've gone through a lot of different changes recently to try and remove cost barriers to the people that want access to all that we provide. And our new board of directors has approved that all of our simchas in the paper, which include everything from anniversaries and birth announcements, graduations, things like that, can be free of charge. So we have already seen an influx over the course of just a couple of weeks of people sending us these celebratory moments. And yes, we are dedicating space in the paper to make sure that we have plenty of room to celebrate all of those with the community.
And I know that's almost like the first place that we go to. Okay, whose bar mitzvah is coming up? Whose baby's being born? What wedding is coming up? It's always exciting to see that, you know, so many wonderful things happening in our community, but also you really do highlight some of the challenges that our community faces, not just in St. Louis, but around the world. And how do those stories come?
It's a great question. We do typically publish a 24-page paper, so there are some space limitations. We are able to have some things that maybe don't fit into the printed paper available online, so we might have additional video content or photos that just we can't fill the space in the print product. But we really ask, again, getting back to the partnership with the larger community, we ask people to submit story ideas. We have an editorial committee that involves both staff, lay leaders on our board, and then just people from the community that are interested in telling us what's happening to brainstorm story ideas. And many of those come to fruition. It's an exciting process. We wish we could cover it all, but that's a good problem to have.
Terrific. So, Laura, you are the new president of the Jewish Light. Very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to see you in that role. Tell me a little bit about your own history with the Light and then also your vision for as the president over the next couple of years.
So I began on the board about 9 years ago. And when I started, I was 39 and probably the youngest member of the board. I've been serving in different capacities, whether it's secretary or vice president role for a while. And then I was asked to be president this year. And when I looked at the board composition, I was still one of the youngest members of the board. There are a few that were younger than I am, but it was really important to our nominating committee and to the board in general that we move towards a younger demographic. And by adding a lot of board members who were younger, we were able to accomplish that. So we have our new 9 members. 8 of them are younger than I am. And so I have made myself middle-aged on my board, and I'm very proud to announce that.
Terrific.
So in terms of the vision, though, what we want to be is something that people want to read. We want to be a community newspaper, one that reflects our community, one that engages our community. When you look at newspapers in general or publications in general, not everybody's going to read every little bit in there. And we recognize that. That's just human nature. So some things are going to appeal to some people and some things are going to appeal to other people. But we want to have something in the publication that appeals to everyone. So that's really our goal. And so we're making some adjustments to the content to make sure that we're engaging all different demographics within our community.
That's terrific. And it sounds like by expanding the diversity of your board is really going to help kind of lead that charge of what are some of the things that younger readers would be interested in reading. And I know that you had done a teen page. Will that continue?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And you have a teen board. Tell me a little bit about that.
So we've had Caroline Goldenberg. Caroline has been doing this for many years, and there were people before her who did it as well. And it's just been a really incredible opportunity for these young people to come in and learn about how a publication is made. They produce their own content. They are overseen by Caroline and Ellen Futterman. They go through a whole process just like a normal reporter would, but they have an opportunity to look at what's happening that's Jewish in our community and report it to their peers. We're finding that a lot of people who are not their peers, their parents and grandparents, are the ones that are really interested in this content as well. So it's not just a teen page, it's a page for everyone. We learn so much from them because they have really good insight into the new ways of communicating through media. They are experts in Snapchat, they're experts in Instagram, much more so than people of my generation are. This is their form of communication. And so we can learn a lot from the younger demographic in terms of how they want to connect and how they want to be connected.
I would just add to that that this is a monthly feature of the paper. We devote a significant amount of space to it because we feel like what these teens are writing about and producing is very important. And they get to really learn the whole of newspaper publishing, from photography elements to design to writing to editing. It's very cool to see. And one of my hopes, and I think the whole of the organization, is that these teens start talking about what they're doing at The Light, and whether they seek out a summer internship or want to become writers for the teen page when they're in high school, that we have more of these folks coming to us looking for opportunities and that we can fulfill those.
You have these wonderful stories online as well. Can
That's
you tell
right.
me a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. Through our wonderful partnership with Jewish Federation and the Steinberg Family Foundation and Anonymous Donor Family, in August of 2018, we did switch to a free model, which meant that we removed any of the subscription costs to receive the paper. We're even sending the paper to far-flung states around the country, which is super fun for snowbirds that like to be in Arizona in the winter or other folks in Florida, really anywhere. And similarly, all of the content on our website is also free of charge and is replicated there. Sometimes, like I mentioned earlier, with some added features that we don't have in the printed product.
How do they find out how to subscribe?
They can subscribe at getthelight.org if they would like the printed paper. If they want to just read online, that's great too, and they can visit our website to do that. We redesigned the website in conjunction with this change to a free model so that it's a little bit more user-friendly.
And so have you seen a tremendous increase in subscription rates because of this new model?
Yeah, we weren't really sure what to expect. And I had never hired temporary help before as a supervisor. And within the first month of going free, we realized with the phones literally ringing off the hook that we couldn't take this on our own, which is a great problem to have. We're now just shy of a year of when this happened, and we're up about 46%. In the print circulation and even more online.
We're also seeing that people share this content online, and this is a different tracking system for us because these are getting shared by people who are in the paper or in the publication or online, and they can share it with their friends. And so we're able to actually reach far beyond our subscriptions.
That's fantastic. I mean, that is, you know, with social media, I know I receive a lot of posts that I, you know, that people are sharing, articles from The Light are relevant to what I'm doing or what other people are doing. And it's really exciting to see. So for someone who hasn't picked up The Light in a while, what are they going to see?
So we do have some sections that remain consistent week to week. But of course, the stories and the content will change as one would expect. So we are a newspaper. So there is news throughout. Our focus, of course, is the St. Louis Jewish community and what we can provide newsworthy that is local. Our paper depends on the fact that the local news that we provide cannot be received anywhere else. Whereas we do have national and international coverage in the paper, and we know that some people come to the Jewish Light just to get their Israel coverage, or maybe something national stories about Jewish celebrities in the movies. We know that the only place they can go to get the local Jewish community coverage is the Jewish Light. Laura, do you want to add about some of the other features that are in the paper at present?
Well, we've made a really concerted effort to having more photos in the paper. And if you've seen it recently, you'll notice that very much. We have one dedicated page every single week that was generously underwritten by the Steinberg Family Foundation. And we have added a monthly second page of photos as well. But it's not unheard of for us to now have a full cover of photos. When the Blues won the Stanley Cup, we had people celebrating and photos of them on both the front and, I believe, the back of the paper. So we're trying to show what is going on in our community, and pictures can capture a lot that words can't. So
you know, people are always looking for their friends or a family member or themselves, perhaps, in the paper.
What we really want is this paper to have a sense of belonging, for people to feel that they belong to our community, and for us to show different people who maybe haven't been as spotlighted in the past.
In addition to seeing more faces in the paper, we also love to hear new voices. There is a way that you can submit a letter to the editor. If there is something in the community that you want to respond to, something that you see in the paper that you feel passionately about, we always accept letters to the editor so that we have a diverse group of voices being presented from our community.
What are some of the ways that we as a Jewish community can help the newspaper succeed?
Sure. Ideas. If you have ideas, if you see something that you like, sharing it. If you have a picture that you've taken at an event, Scott's already talked about that a little bit, but the more content we can get from our community, the more we can get from the organizations within our community. If they're having an event, if they are having a speaker, if they're just wanting some publicity on certain topics that they're doing, we're happy to cover that. But we don't know what we don't know. So it's important that the community share this content with us so that we can disseminate it. We want to be a hub for the community and a place where people can come for information.
And I would simply just add to that, we want people to ask us for things. And by that, I mean, if you have a college-age student that you want to remain connected to the St. Louis Jewish community, have us send the paper to his or her college. We're happy to do it. Similarly, if for as much as we've tried to advertise it, there are plenty of people who still don't know that we're a free publication. Help us spread that word, because our goal is to get the Jewish Light, whether it's in print or online, into the hands of the whole of our Jewish community. And we still have a ways to go.
And we also want your email addresses, because as we have those, we're able to customize the content for you and give you the content that you want to be reading and give you a little advance notice of our headlines and all of the rest that are coming up. So it's a great way for us to stay connected with our audience and for our audience to stay connected with us.
And connecting the community, that is your motto. Is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know about the St. Louis Jewish Light?
One thing that's very important to me is just that we are not hidden behind the newspaper. Over the next couple of years, under Laura's leadership, and this is an item that's very important to me, we want to be out in the community having conversations one-on-one with people, with different organizations. And I don't just mean from a staff perspective, but I mean from a board perspective also. We want to have small-scale events where we bring people together to further connect them to the paper. And some exciting ideas are coming to fruition in that way. So look for us in the community also, I guess is what I'm saying. We're very approachable as a staff and a board, and we want to be there to connect on a personal level also.
And we're excited to showcase our community. This is a great community, and it's a really ideal size where people know each other. And we want to strengthen those connections to each other, not just to our publication, but to each other, and make this a really tight-knit community for everyone, and even serve it as a place where people can look to draw people into this community. We have newcomers to the community, and we want them to be involved as well and to feel welcome here. And so we feel that we are in a position to reach people in a way that no other Jewish organization or agency can, because we have such a vast reach with the rack system and places where people can just pick up a copy in addition to having it mailed or emailed to them. So it really can serve as a recruiting tool for the St. Louis Jewish community as well. And we'd like to see it start to take that form as well.
I think that's such an important point, is that as we are really trying to bring more people to St. Louis to find their roots here in St. Louis, the Jewish Light is a great publication to be able to see all the wonderful things that are happening in the community and to know that there is this vibrant community in the Midwest. Well, thank you so much for your vision and your hard work around the newspaper, and for really creating a publication that we can all be very proud of and have access to, because there are no barriers to getting the Jewish Light. All you need to do is visit getthelight.org and fill out a subscription request, or call the Jewish Light at 314-743-3600, and they will be happy to take your information and send you a subscription to the Light. With that, I can't believe we are already into week 4 of our 100 Days to Make an Impact campaign. Hopefully by now you have seen our posters, heard our radio spots, and seen our ads in the Light. And hopefully our message is resonating with you. Our traditions are timeless. Our needs are now. We work tirelessly at Federation in concert with our community partners to meet those needs. And we can only accomplish this with the support of our community, working collaboratively with community leadership, and thanks to the philanthropy of thousands of volunteers and donors, Federation makes strategic community investments that go right to the very heart of the better world we all want. Please visit jfedstl.org to make your donation today. But before we go, we always like to highlight a few of the many events going on in our community. Federation's annual meeting is September 12th. The event is at the Federation Kaplan Feldman Complex. Please join us as we welcome our new board and honor outgoing members who have served the community so well. On September 15th, the St. Louis Senior Kollel will be holding a community mahjong tournament at the Sheraton Clayton Plaza. This event is for all levels of players and includes lunch, refreshments, and prizes. And on September 19th, Cultural Leadership will celebrate its 15th anniversary with a Journey to Justice event at Windows on Washington. Find out more about these and other events in the Jewish community at jewishinstlouis.org or by subscribing to our JBuzz community calendar. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to Here for Good.